And our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Dale Funderburk, professor of economics at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you and I watch the stock market pretty closely, and you know, certainly it's been up and down. And since the last time we talked, it's been way up, and it's been way down, and way back up again. But generally remains strong, and yet we continually hear about, well, the economy is weak. Yes, it's improving, but you know, it hasn't bounced back the way it normally does after a recession. What's the disconnect there between a stock market doing well and the economy not doing as well, maybe, as it should?
If I'm going to try to describe that in just a very, very few words, I'd start with quantitative easing, or that QE 1, 2, and 3 that the Federal Reserve has run.
And for people that don't follow the economy and financial markets and so forth as closely as others, what is quantitative easing?
What that is a policy. It's a very stimulative monetary policy, or policy of monetary ease, that the Federal Reserve embarked on right after the 2007 and 2009 recession. Really cranked up about 2008. We went through three different rounds of it. We've dubbed them now QE 1, 2, and 3, in which altogether the Federal Reserve pumped about $3 trillion of reserves into the banking system and money into the economy.
A trillion here and a trillion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money.
It really adds up, and that's got to go somewhere. When the Fed buys the securities, and they were buying treasuries, but also mortgage-backed securities, all kinds of paper out there, that money flows to someone. The Fed pays for it, and the people who get that money, they look for something to do with it.
Now, the idea of the quantitative easing, and to some extent it may have had this effect, to some extent, and especially at the bottom of the recession, was to put money into the economy with the idea that this stimulates the economy and therefore jobs flow from that. But that is not necessarily the result of that.
That was definitely the intent, and without doubt, it did have some impact on putting a floor in on the fall and helping with the economy. I think it's widely recognized, though, that the primary effect of that wasn't on jobs and production, that a major part of that did flow into the market. And so when you see stocks and what's happened, all of that money that the Fed injected in there, all of that liquidity, that is what has driven it.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, professor of economics at A&M Commerce. And so what you're saying is, I mean, to some extent, and even if this is really certainly not the intent, or maybe even the opposite of the intent, but it's causing the rich to get richer and the poor to get poorer, huh?
And that is an irony of the thing, that what was done to try to help to get the economy going, to create jobs, to start production and all, since it did flow into the market, and the lower income part of the economy is not that directly tied in with the market, it has contributed to the inequality of income, which we hear people talking about. And as a matter of fact, to me, another interesting part of it is that the Federal Reserve chairperson, Janet Yellen, very, very recently announced, well, we're stopping that. As recently, she's also been pointing out the difficulties attached to that income inequality.
There's been a lot of concern about what's going to happen when they turn off the spigot.
Right. And there were some who thought that the market would begin to fall very quickly after that. It has not. But how quickly it might happen, if it does, well, I guess we'll wait and see.
You do see at some point this, and I guess it has been announced, this is coming to an end, but they're going to try to do it gradually.
Well, they have been tapering off on the amount of bonds and paper that the Fed buys. And so the most recent Federal Open Market Committee meeting, they said, all right, we are now we're stopping it.
Well, the reaction to that has been surprisingly calm, I would say.
There has certainly not been any major catastrophe coming out of it so far.
Maybe it's one of those things they talk about news being, what they say, discounted. People have expected it, and expected it a long time before now, and so it doesn't come as such a shock.
I do think that's a big part of it. The Fed has, in fact, signaled that they were going to be doing this.
Well, Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
It's fun. My pleasure.
Good. Dale Funderburk, professor of economics at A&M Commerce. And you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.